Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
If you'd like to improve or practice the skills involved in taking part in a discussion and describing events, then this podcast will be of interest to you. A reminder that you can get a transcript, the words, to the latest podcast by joining the Splendid Speaking mailing list. Starting this week, we're including comprehension questions along with the transcript to help you test your understanding of the podcast. You can sign up to the mailing list at our homepage at www.splendidspeaking.com. This podcast features Solange from Brazil and Arturo from Italy, who was using Skype for the first time. In this task, they both had to compare the way Christmas is celebrated in their two countries. This task requires the speakers to show they can take part in a discussion, initiating and responding to questions, listening actively, and responding to their partner's contributions appropriately, and of course, being able to describe clearly and without undue hesitation Christmas in their country. As you listen, using this criteria, decide how successful their discussion was. Listen to the interview a second time if necessary to answer the comprehension questions in the transcript, and while you listen, make a note of Solange and Arturo's use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback session. Let's listen to Solange and Arturo.
Arturo, so about Christmas in Italy, how do you celebrate it?
Okay, you have to think that Italy is a long country, very long. It's almost 1,200 kilometers long. So, a very different kind of a temperature. So in the North Italy, it's very cold. In Southern Italy, where there is Sicily, Campania, and other regions, it's the climate is mild, so we have a very different way of celebrating Christmas. In Southern Italy, we like to stay together, all the family. We get generally in the house of our father or of our mother. If a family, because you know, it's very difficult to find a job around where you are born. So a lot of people goes abroad or moves in Italy, in Northern Italy, because in Northern Italy there is a lot of jobs, and so a lot of work to do. And so we like to stay all together and celebrate. We make presents to each other. We generally, until you are old, you write letters to your father, to your mother, saying what you like, what you don't like, and making some very nice thought about them.
Do you believe in Santa Claus as well in Italy?
Yeah, sure, we believe in Santa Claus. It's very different when I was a boy and now. When I was a boy, it was felt more someone very that came from a place very far from Italy. Now they know that is someone in your house, and it can be your grandfather or grandmother, your father. And it's a pity because a lot of children just wait for, because they wait for presents.
I understand. I think it's very similar to Brazil. Nowadays, when I was a child, it was really different because we really believed Santa Claus existed. But we try to keep on the tradition and try to explain the children that Santa will come and you have to leave your socks by the window. And at Christmas Eve we have a big meal and we make a kind of a game here. I don't know if in Italy you do like this, that you have to take some names from a bag and then you have to buy this person a present. But this person doesn't know who is going to give the present. We call secret friends. And then at midnight, we open presents and laugh and drink champagne, and it's quite fun.
You talked about socks. So your presents are put in a sock. In socks.
Yeah, a small one. You can put, but this represents that.
Because in Italy we have two different times when children receive presents. We have just Christmas, where presents are put under the trees.
Ah, but we do this as well.
And then we have on the night of 5th of January, when the king reached the Jesus.
Okay.
Because Italy is a Christian country, almost.
Mm-hmm.
And so that night, a lot of children receive presents, and they put in these sockets just near their beds.
Oh, so they get two presents.
Yes, we spoiled them. We spoiled them.
Ah, but that's interesting. I think they enjoy it a lot, eh?
There is another feast during the year when in Brazil the children receive presents or not?
We have on the 12th of October, that is Children's Day. But Christmas is much more fun because you gather all the family together, so you can really have the feeling and the atmosphere of a family evening. So it's quite interesting. And we make trees as well, but on the 6th of January we take the gift, not the gift, but the tree, we put the tree down.
Ah, so you close all your holiday. Christmas,
yes.
Holiday ends on the 6th of January.
Exactly.
It's the same in Italy. It's the same in Italy.
Okay, if you're ready to check your answers, here's the feedback. First of all, I'd like to thank Solange and Arturo for agreeing to be recorded. You can comment on their conversation at the Splendid Speaking website. This was a lovely discussion to listen to, particularly as this was the first time these two people had spoken together and that one person was new to Skype. Both were able to initiate and respond to questions, and both people listened actively, often responding to comments made by their partner. In general, during their own turns, they described Christmas celebrations without undue hesitation. You may have noticed when describing whether children still believe in Santa Claus, that Arturo needed time to think of what he wanted to say. As a result, there were a few stretched syllables and ers. One way to avoid this is to practice inserting short pauses to allow for thinking time. Here are a selection of some of the errors that occurred during the discussion. Can you spot the mistakes?
You have to think that Italy is a long country. You have to think that Italy is a long country. So a lot of people goes abroad or moves in Italy, in northern Italy. So a lot of people goes abroad or moves in Italy, in northern Italy. We make presents to each other. We make presents to each other.
But we try to keep on the tradition and try to explain the children that Santa will come. But we try to keep on the tradition and try to explain the children that Santa will come. At Christmas Eve we have a big meal. At Christmas Eve we have a big meal. We make a kind of a game here. I don't know if in Italy you do like this. We make a kind of a game here. I don't know if in Italy you do like this.
When the king reached the Jesus. When the king reached the Jesus.
And we make trees as well. And we make trees as well. We put the tree down. We put the tree down.
Did you spot the mistakes?
You have to think that Italy is a long country.
Okay, not you have to think that Italy is a long country. More natural here would be you have to consider, you need to realize.
So a lot of people goes abroad or moves in Italy, in northern Italy.
Not a lot of people goes abroad, but a lot of people go abroad or move in Italy.
We make presents to each other.
Not we make presents to each other, but we give presents to each other.
But we try to keep on the tradition and try to explain the children that Santa will come.
Not keep on the tradition, but keep up the tradition and try to explain to the children.
At Christmas Eve, we have a big meal.
Wrong preposition here, not at Christmas Eve, but on Christmas Eve.
We make a kind of a game here. I don't know if in Italy you do like this.
You don't make a game, you play a game. And not if in Italy you do like this, it should be if you do this in Italy.
When the king reached the Jesus.
No definite article here. We would just say when the king reached Jesus.
And we make trees as well.
Not make trees, but decorate trees.
We put the tree down.
And finally, you take the tree down. Finally, one point worth mentioning. On three occasions, Arturo asked questions with a statement.
You talked about socks. So your presents are put in a sock. There is another feast during the year when in Brazil the children receive presents or not. Ah, so you close all your holiday. Christmas
yes.
Holiday ends on the 6th of January.
It's very common to ask questions with a statement, especially when the question is actually asking for confirmation, such as in the first and last question. However, the second question would probably best be expressed as, is there another feast during the year? And by the way, a better word for feast here would be celebration. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Don't forget, comprehension questions and transcripts of the latest podcast are available from the Splendid Speaking mailing list. That's available at www.splendidspeaking.com. Until next week, it's bye from me, Pete Travis. Bye. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.